When I first moved in my house 18 years ago, the first daffodil opened the second week of March. This year, I had blooming in the second half of February. It's like we never really had winter. Daffodils just said, "What the heck?" and went for it in their blooming way and regardless of the calendar. Toads and birds are busy this spring, too. And judging from all they have to say, it's just bound to be a big year for all of us here in the Ozarks. The following recording is from Hobbs State Park Conservation Area. I'm sure you'll agree with me that this energetic chorus of American toads is fully up to the task of welcoming spring, whenever it officially started. Tiger swallowtail and pawpaw butterflies were in great abundance in the same area near War Eagle. And if the spring announcement by toads is not enough optimism for you, consider the field sparrow. Feathers, bones, claws, and all, this fine creature weighs in at a mighty, are you ready for this? 1/2 ounce. But the voice and the spirit that motivates this song can't be judged by weight. Here is a recording of a field sparrow singing at Frog Bayou Wildlife Management Area near Alma. The sparrow is singing from a small leafless shrub in a huge open field. It throws back its head, opens its bill impossibly wide, and just lets it all go. This is the music of the outdoors, and there is no singer to compare with a field sparrow. So what does it take to make a spring? Whenever they bloom, daffodils are a great start. And as you can hear, add in a few toads and about 1/2 ounce of energetic sparrow, and presto, you got spring.